Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. And owner Chris Wedekin sells the Mitsubishi Electric Mini Split, a great option for heating and cooling where ductwork can't be installed.
If you have one of those homes that has baseboard heat or electric heat, ceiling cable heat, these can be specifically designed for those houses, because in those houses, it's very difficult having to do all the construction and remodeling that goes with adding ductwork into those types of homes.
Find out more by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
Crime, punishment, judges, legal stuff.
Yeah. My name is Nigel, that's Hammer. The six jurors have been found for Donald Trump's quote-unquote hush money trial in New York City. I have a problem, and I'm guilty of it too, with the term hush money. It sounds like he, just by virtue of the words hush money, sounds like he did something illegal. No, it was a non-disclosure agreement. It wasn't hush money. It wasn't under the table. This was a legal contract that he had Stormy Daniels sign willingly for a few hundred thousand dollars to keep her mouth shut about the alleged affair. But DA there, the district attorney, Fat Alvin Bragg, says that was a, you know, since that helped your campaign, you should have been disclosed and fraud and blah, 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 blah. I don't want to get into the weeds there, but the six jurors have been found for this trial.
Which is six of the jurors. They still got more to find.
Yeah, well, this trial, which is nothing more than to keep Trump off the campaign trail, because everybody rejected this case before. This case has been looked at before in terms of, like, the guy that came before Bragg didn't want it. Merrick Garland's Justice Department didn't want to look at it, but it's Trump and it's derangement syndrome, and it's that Trump derangement syndrome is strong.
And you've got people who ran their campaigns on, I'm going to go after Trump.
Yeah, the Attorney General, Letitia James from New York.
You had a couple people doing that in New York. So now they have to actually do it. So the jury process is underway. They claim they found six jurors so far that can be completely impartial.
Sure.
They're not going to have any preconceived notions of guilt about Donald Trump. Take a listen to this. One of the prospective jurors, which was later dismissed because of a scheduling conflict, not because of anything else, but just because of a scheduling conflict. This prospective juror told the court that, sure, she could remain unbiased and give a good, fair listening to all the facts and information. But she also admits to a TV camera she's not a fan of the president.
Can you share your opinion of the former president and why you felt that you could be unbiased?
I'm not a fan. During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal. I have a sister who's adopted from China, and the comments he made about China when he was running for president made her very anxious and therefore made me angry. There are policies he has supported that regard women and reproductive health that I do not agree with. I think all of that needs to be addressed.
All of that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And mind you, she wasn't kicked out of the jury because they found her to be unbiased. She had a scheduling conflict. She couldn't do it, or she would be on that jury.
You could damn well bet there is more than one person so far on that jury selection that feels the exact same way, that it's agenda-driven as she is. And let's not forget the Trump-hating judge who's donated to Joe Biden's campaign and also two other liberal leaning groups, and his daughter, the judge's daughter, works for a Democrat group.
Right. So, say what you want about Donald Trump, and you may hate the guy, and that's fine. You may think he's a gaffe machine, a sexist, whatever you want to say. But if you're looking in the mirror and you're trying to be honest with yourself, ask yourself this question: can he get a fair trial in New York? Put your hatred to the side. Because if the answer is anything other than no, you're lying to yourself. Here is Vivek Ramaswamy. He was on Fox last night talking about how there's no way that Donald Trump can get a fair trial in Manhattan.
I think it's really tough to imagine that he's going to get a fair trial in Manhattan. And if this were being held in a deep red conservative part of the country, you'd have liberals crying foul the same way. But I do think that it's just one more way in which this entire trial is a spectacle. It is designed to keep Donald J. Trump out of office. That's part of the plan they've laid. But I think the American people, Trace, are seeing through that farce slowly. It's not 2016 anymore. The media has systematically lied. A lot of the weaponization of the justice system has been revealed. And so I predict that many Americans are going to say, you know what, whether you're on the left or the right, we don't want to be a country where prosecutors are trying to eliminate presidential candidates from contention, especially the lead candidate who's in the lead from the opposition party. That's not the United States of America. That's the stuff of banana republics. And we're moving past that. So I do predict it's going to backfire. But do I think he's going to get a fair trial? No, I don't think that's going to be easily possible for him in New York.
And not only eliminate Trump from contention, but incarcerate him. There's that aspect of it, too.
Now, I know this really has nothing to do with anything, but can I play you my favorite part of Vivek Ramaswamy on Fox last night? So he was there as a guest. He's talking about a couple different things. Obviously, Trump being the most, you know, vital part of the conversation. But then somehow the topic of AI came up. And don't forget, Kamala Harris, she was put in charge of making sure AI doesn't get too crazy. This is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Kamala Harris is literally the person in the United States of America who is in charge of AI policy.
Right.
And I'm quite certain the woman cannot spell AI.
I don't know why, but I just found that hilarious.
And I always liked Vivek on the campaign trail during the GOP debates. He was very likable to me. And it was definitely somebody I could have voted for sure. Didn't have a chance, really, against Donald Trump, but neither did any of those other bozos up there. Right?
Right.
I'm not calling DeSantis a bozo. It's just, that's tongue in cheek, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Right. Yeah. It was always a one man race.
Yes. Yes.
So the question now becomes, if this process goes the way we think it's going to, with a very anti-Trump jury and anti-Trump judge, is his popularity going to rise? Because every single time that Donald Trump faces legal stuff, his poll numbers go through the roof. Stephen A. Smith of ESPN. Now, he's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. But I will give him credit, though.
He doesn't like Trump.
He doesn't like Trump. I'll give Stephen A. Smith credit. He'll go on Fox News and he'll go into the lion's den. He'll fight and spar with Sean Hannity about certain things. He's not afraid. I'll give him credit for that. On his podcast, he had some thoughts on Donald Trump and what's going on with him legally. And honestly, this may surprise you.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat him on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office because they can't beat him on their own merits.
There's also a flip side to that coin. I agree with everything he said. But what are we talking about right now? We're talking about this hush money trial with a porn star. When we should be talking about what? The border? The economy? Crime? Bad foreign policy? And the Democrats don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about this trial involving Stormy Daniels and some made-up campaign finance violation law.
Would you like to hear from a lunatic?
I could only imagine. You're going to have to be more specific. Sorry.
So Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, the morning host on MSNBC. I don't know what's going on here, but over the last 6 to 8 months, he's gone completely in the tank for Joe Biden. Like, I think he sleeps in Joe Biden pajamas. And Joe's always been like that, but it's never been to this level. Like, he's a cartoon character now. Listen to Joe Scarborough, MSNBC's morning man, on his program yesterday.
And on Fox News, and I'll just say it, on Fox News, they didn't want to show Donald Trump in trial. So they got three protests and said protests shut down America, basically. This is a world. They give their viewers anything to try to make America look bad. They are obsessed with trashing America when America is stronger, more powerful than ever before. Its economy stronger and more powerful than ever before. So what do? They find a trans athlete in Utah. The world's coming to an end. Help us, Jesus.
He's losing his mind.
The country ain't the country I was raised in. No, it's better. It's stronger. We're more powerful. Our military's more powerful.
It's Fox News covering the protests that shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and the bridge over the Bronx and into Chicago, those pro-Hamas protesters. See, Fox ain't falling for it. And I'm following this sham trial, this show trial, this kangaroo court. What did I just say? They want us distracted by they meant Joe Scarborough. The Democrats want us distracted. They want us paying attention to Donald Trump and not the border and not the economy and not the foreign policy. And did I mention it? Certainly not the border.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.